saw the news flash?
Yeah, I just saw it 1 minute ago.
Sorry.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Yeah.
I received an email, so I thought I can't mail you, so I thought I'd just drop it in.
Hey, what's wrong with my computer?
Still not?
Yeah, that's my presentation.
Kind of over the course. Okay, everybody ready?
Not ready.
Alright.
Okay.
This one, I'm not sure if Chris played.
This one.
Should we read the new part? Okay, can we get started or is there some pressing?
Yeah, my computer is not functioning properly.
No pressing.
Just plug in power thing when you got there.
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced the size.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Maybe I can help with the screen?
Yeah.
It's just one way to do that.
Four months.
So it doesn't draw attention when it's just.
Yeah.
I need to, my own net.
No, not this.
Did you change anything about this?
No,
yeah.
I just left it closer.
Yeah,
to good ear and I just
it's then that's the only way it's otherwise.
Where was the good settings?
Well, I call me when it's
you guys like your tasks?
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And a couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know, the information that I need.
Yes.
So
it's most clear what you have to do.
So
I have no idea then.
Yeah.
Talking into that, oh, I have to do that. So
yeah, exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I haven't time to integrate that information.
Yeah.
Really
okay.
So
we are in Humboldt.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, who wants to start?
Yeah, that's fine.
We've started, by the way.
Yeah.
This
was you?
Yeah, functional requirements. Alright. I'm going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done. Observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also fill in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself, they dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. You just think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for RSI. I don't know how you should handle that, but okay. There was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean.
They do need to be
on the remote control. I mean, if you can't control the sound settings. I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So
Well, we have to.
Yeah, we have
Yeah,
to.
he doesn't
We
have an equalizer.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
Next
My
generation
MPC has,
does.
but we can leave them away. Most relevant and most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, teletext, but we can skip that because I saw the newsflash and teletext is so outdated that it should not be used anymore in the future, so forget this one. And channel settings, so for programming your channels in the right
Yeah, but
order.
like, where did you guys get that newsflash?
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
didn't get any
on the
wondering.
project.
Not by mail. I received the mail, but he does.
No,
So
so it's a text
More
file in the
information
project
then.
folder. The teletext can be skipped.
What's in the presentation?
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience, or the targeted group, so it's above 40, I guess. The new
Below, I
product,
believe.
or below,
Yeah, below 40.
because that's pretty relevant.
Mhm.
I thought I read.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus,
Yeah.
and the new product should reach new markets, which is
Below.
customers below 40.
Okay, well,
So where did you get the
that's
product
that's in
from?
the newsflash.
That's in the newsflash. Okay, that's
Okay.
good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40, people are not so interested in a screen of speech recognition. But below that age, they pretty much are. So I think we can build that in. Yeah, well, we can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because we find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions, but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them and stuff like that, so the physical aspect of it. And I think, certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design, which does not make the remote control unnoticed in your room, but it's
Yeah.
actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room, so it's that people can say, "Whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control." So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions
But it
that.
also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
Present in the colors.
present, yeah, in the colors as well.
So we can change much of that.
Yeah, so but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway, and most of the time there is a brand present on it, so
Yeah.
I think that's not gonna
Okay.
affect it very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part.
Okay.
It's open already, so you can use alt above. I guess. F5.
Okay. Oh.
Go, Jurgen.
Oh no. How do I
You press alt F4?
No, I press the mouse button.
Oh, great. That's a self-destruct button.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
maybe you can do it from your computer side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll see.
You also
Yeah.
stand right
Yeah.
here.
Sure.
Um.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
I had two examples. This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions and buttons. This is the easy one. I think we have to combine them
Yeah.
and use the best functions of all examples.
Yeah.
But the age is under 40.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
40.
marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of a lot of
Okay,
functions.
so we have the
So
option for
not
more
too much,
functions.
yeah.
Yeah.
We do have three to build the screen
And speech recognition, yeah.
Yeah. This one we can remove for kids. It's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah, from
But
age of 16.
yeah, but I
Yeah. prefer we use the basic options yeah, we have to make them very easy, so for just zapping around the channels you can just push one button. But if you want to use your video record or something else, you should use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the news flash also stated that it should control only one device,
Okay,
only
one
your
device.
television.
Yeah, okay,
So
it's
pretty easy.
so there are not extra options in this
Okay,
area.
and I also yeah, we have to make it fashionable, like
Yeah.
you have said before. Yeah, basic functions, yeah, only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah, so maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options, you can put that in the screen. And
Yeah, make
then
a screen menu or
yeah,
something.
screen menu to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it looks very simple and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
With
what
a clear menu.
other functionality is the screen? What does the screen
Continue,
do?
I'll try to fix the problem.
Yeah.
But
It's low power.
Yeah.
What are they?
What does the screen do? They said they needed it. What does it do? What do they want with the
So
screen?
for the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
well,
to make
it
it
out.
yeah,
So
it
what did the
didn't
market
say what they want to do with the
Yeah.
screen. But my guess is it's pretty handy for
Yeah, okay,
advanced functions
like
to
searching
search
for channels and
Yeah, searching for channel programming there.
Okay, combined.
Okay. But
Well,
I'm almost finished, so
Okay.
we have to watch out for the if you make it very fashionable, the functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashionable
Content and form.
Yeah,
Yeah.
content and form.
Yeah.
That
was the end.
Yeah.
Okay, true.
Okay.
Well, my presentation is a bit sudden.
Well, you can improvise,
It's a little technical question.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it?
No.
Can we try this?
Yeah, I think that would be useful.
Sure. Well, we can
Nice.
You
go
don't
through
put
it.
it in?
That would be no.
You have to check. It's not really English.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, working without coding.
Yeah.
So we can go for the look and feel of the lab example and then the screen on top of it. You good?
All right, how do I skip pages?
Just press
The keys?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head and using my common knowledge about remote controls and, well, the info on the website, which we need to read. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet. So this is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this, but yeah. Then the information came, and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow. So I was trying to organize them for myself and then make
Design.
the design,
Yeah.
the actual design, but I never came around to do that. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button, it goes, it sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial
Yeah,
frequencies,
frequency.
and or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer,
Yeah,
the signal
decoder.
gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. Yeah, well, this was actually all I got around to do. I mean, I don't know if I'm too slow for this stuff.
Work harder.
Okay, should we make a list of all the functions we want
Yeah.
to have?
Yeah, we want to incorporate
Yeah.
into it. Okay, for those that didn't see it yet, the basic need requirements of the management were
no pen text, only for TV. It should be designed for use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote. And we have to decide on the functions and on the
target group.
Dark group of users, or
yeah, users,
because seven below 40. I mean,
yeah.
It's
so I think it's easy, but
yeah, it's
also for children or just
yeah, it's below 40. So we
the
can
marketing research
American
started also on the age of 16 to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, or something like that. So,
so
below 40 is okay, but we need a lower level.
So is it from 16 to 40, is it from 20 to 40, is it
16 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So they adapt it pretty soon, I guess.
If we have a larger public, we have more options to,
yeah,
to sell our product.
Yeah, so what we might want to do is have customized the screen functions, if you know what I mean. Younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
So
and yeah, that you can choose what the design displays. So
yeah,
what
that's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public,
yeah,
and the advanced options for the younger people.
Yeah,
who are
more
experienced.
So but all incorporated in the screen or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on screen display.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have a visual of the brightness with
yeah,
the kind
yeah
of sliding bar and
yeah
the bus and stuff
yeah
like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the
regular
yeah
which
you make a drawing.
Yeah.
Black's okay. Draw it very big. Oh.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't know, doesn't have light. Yeah, we get the idea.
Yeah, well, this is basically alright, remote. Usually the power button is on top, I guess.
It should be easily reached at the top.
Yeah, so
yeah
it should fit right into your hand.
Right. Top.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Most people are
right-handed,
right, so
yeah.
Maybe left-hand special edition, but okay. If you put it like here or something, I don't know. Then you could put a screen like on a mobile phone also on top, I guess.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally
do
press
it also with the top.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your phone also reach the middle, or you should screen at the bottom and then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so yeah, you have the
you
hand and the screen is below
so
and the buttons are in the middle. Okay,
yeah.
For example, if you put the screen in, it's more about the functions now than the,
yeah,
the layout.
Yeah,
it doesn't work too well on this pen.
I can help
it.
No. Yeah.
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 All right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you get it. For example, if you put all the right.
Piece of paper
and
a pen.
Yeah. It's kind of works.
Yeah.
Like if you have like 10 buttons for all the channels. And here one
for flipping up
yeah
and down.
Yeah. And
yeah. That's usually like here.
Yeah.
So you have up and down for the channels.
Left
And
and
left and
right.
right for the volume.
And those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is really your department.
Yeah.
So we need just functional display
Yeah.
and
Yeah, okay, but this is function,
And you
so
you have
if you can use it for
most of the time you have one button in the middle. It says menu.
Yeah.
And then if you press it, you the screen gets activated and then you can use these buttons to scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function and then just most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind of action. So you scroll into it, okay, you select a function like base. You just adjust it with these two buttons.
Yeah.
Then okay to confirm and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to an upper level and then finally say okay exit. Or one button to exit it. In one time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department too.
Do you need
to
a logo on our remote control?
Yeah, but it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be like on top. Yeah, I mean, so.
Yeah, but it depends on where you put the screen, but
yeah.
It's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean, the position of the screen is also more essential than, I mean, we look where we have space left and then put the logo over there. But
For the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need a microphone.
Yeah, so it should be, I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why
I mean
do you want to put the display in the bottom?
No, that's not sure.
That's not sure, but
yeah,
it's
because if you use the functions, your hand will block the display.
Yeah, okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you are going to use the advanced option, you are going to press the menu button and then,
yeah, I mean, a screen on top looks more
normal.
Logical to me.
Yeah.
Also, because people use mobile phones and they also have a screen on top.
Okay, yeah.
So, you just have to reach a little bit for the power button.
Yeah.
I mean, if you grab it.
Once it's on, it's
but
on. You don't need
most of
okay.
the times, if a TV is on standby, people just press the channel.
Okay, we put it on
to
top.
Put it on. So, we put this on top.
Yeah.
And then make the corporate logo like over here, RR, and the microphone. I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone. So it just are some stripes, little holes.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean,
yeah,
if the microphone is good.
Cover it with
yeah. Okay. So on the top is better.
But if you hold the remote like this, if you put it on the top on the side.
Yeah,
it should be able to.
Yeah,
but
it's
all the sensitivity.
We'll leave
okay.
it doesn't matter that much. So, but the screen is on top. And which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers,
volume
channel up and down,
channel up and down
screen
and
is over there.
Advanced options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we should decide what advanced options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sound.
Bass,
sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Yeah, equalizer. So if you have sound. But not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble.
Yeah, it's
and
a remote control.
Yeah,
but use all of them,
so.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to write.
Yeah,
okay, but you have sound?
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just you have a digital, better write it down over there. So you have sound?
Yeah.
yeah, sound, and then within sound, I guess, treble and bass.
Do you have the mono stereo option?
Yeah.
And there was something else also, and then
pitch.
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 Yeah.
Depends on the signal of the program you're watching.
Yeah.
And also the tuning part?
Programming part.
Yeah, program. Channel programming.
So we have sound, yeah, channel programming.
And in the functionality of the
telephone. application
No, no, of the remote, do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation or whatever, you know? I don't
I
know.
think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones
Maybe
use
not
that in the
before it,
beginning, but
but you can disable
under
it.
the oh there advanced option
Yeah.
maybe because
It's the television itself has also the options with the brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast.
yeah.
Yeah, but people don't want to sit underneath in front of the television with a user with three buttons in the background to have
Contrast.
Yeah.
Contrast and brightness. And those are the most used, I guess.
And
In the
then you
screen
want your
reader.
presentation on. So I can
Well,
list, I guess.
yeah, well, I guess these were the only ones, I guess.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
But so
I'm
we
not
have
sure
we have TV options, which is all this,
Yeah, the
the
ribbon options and
sound
the
image.
LCD options.
And you have in
Indeed.
the remote control options,
Yeah.
right? So we need two numbers coming from.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly according to the old principle, and the LCD options are activated based on software options that communicates with the infrared.
Yeah, with the chip and then
Yeah.
Wi-Fi. So yeah, we have an additional processor and
Yeah. Well,
software part.
yeah, we have power
Correct.
button, but that's present. Channel volume selection present. Numbers present. Yeah, audio
Yes.
settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass,
Yeah.
treble. Screen settings, brightness, and color.
Color. Yeah,
Yeah,
color
contrast
contrast.
is
Yeah. Gonna make more
Yeah,
difference. Okay.
color and brightness.
Yeah.
And what you say, channel settings or channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah, and automatically
And when it
do
encounters one, well, it shows on your TV, and then you can select a number in your
Yeah,
remote
so
and if you want to
channel
save it.
programming is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name the channel or
Well, most TVs automatically display the name once you get through the cable.
Oh, there you get the automatic name, sorry.
Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your It only
Your
has to
TV.
match the channel frequency on your TV
Yeah.
with the position on your TV and can show your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica on channel number 5 or
If you already programmed it,
Yeah.
if you want to move it,
Yeah.
yeah, that should be possible too.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? But you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels,
Yeah.
which are possible. I mean, like 1 to
Like 30
30
or
or
40.
90 or whatever. Just browse through it and then in some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Go like that?
Swap channels.
Swap. Okay.
So
Other
you
functions?
most of the time if you swap it let's say for example you have RTL 5 on channel 5 and Veronica on channel 8 and you want to move Veronica to channel 5. Most of the time you override the previous freaking one.
Well, that is up to
Yeah.
use the user interface
It's
design,
pretty
but okay.
Yeah, I mean you have to look on the menu
And those are working
on
as
your TV
well.
also. Yeah,
He only has to
you're
figure out how it has to look and how
Yeah.
Yeah, but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result.
Yeah,
And
okay.
working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was designed.
You did your homework. But
Or is it too hard to just do it on your remote programming channels?
No,
No,
it
I
should
don't
be
think
able to
so,
communicate
but I think the communication with the television is difficult, but that's
Yeah.
not our part.
No.
You don't have to design protocols.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto seeking is not a problem.
No,
You
that's
encounter
true.
a channel and then it just says on which number do you want to save it? And you just press the number on your remote and then
I say confirm, okay, and then it's, let's say, it's easier, okay, it's harder to, if you have already programmed it,
Yeah.
to swap, so
So
you have to
there's
think of something.
User interface designer can design the menu for all the screenshots?
Yeah, put them
Kind of
structure
into
And
layers.
can you make a map with all yeah, because it's now
K.
lots of documents.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen?
And the
Yeah.
layout of
I think the
Yeah,
layout
the layout
of the
itself.
screen, and I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the
Isn't that more the user interface?
No, I think that's more in
Now all of the functional aspects of the
Maybe more
features I think are in my department.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do, so if you wanna, you know, the changing the channels kind of thing is I have to
Okay,
integrate
so
that into
his
the
layout
design.
and your function.
Yeah.
All the functions, okay.
I think that's
But do I have to make the menu layout also, or
Yeah.
Yeah.
you don't think of that?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's your department, yes,
Yeah.
because we
We have
already
to
know
kind
what.
of work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I make
Because we're not allowed.
the menu, like I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to design
Yeah.
in a way that is
Okay,
usable.
you are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on
Yeah.
the screen,
Yeah.
the menu screen, and I'm going to make a nice menu
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
With some layers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also make clear which buttons to press to get certain results.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty every device with some kind
Yeah. Well, I guess this button, the okay
Menu okay.
menu okay, or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it. And then one to confirm and one to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the say button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button. To go one step back. It's only two extra buttons.
Yeah.
But if it's very clear that they are for the screen.
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display, and one group for the basic functions.
Yeah, but they're incorporated.
Yeah, okay,
Yeah,
but
because this is used for both.
yeah, but maybe that's not
Smart.
if you're setting with your remote control, you can press the menu button, and then you are suddenly into
Into your
display.
screen. Okay, so you should
It's
leave the
separate.
menu button out of here
Yeah.
and just put it
Yeah,
under the screen.
just group the we make these advanced functions and these basic functions.
Yeah.
So we make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
Well.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, we swap
That's your department.
Yeah.
So we make it a
You just find out
You just
the
make the
layout.
layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's a bit easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So we have a menu button and a
Just two okay in back, also.
Okay in back.
Yeah, or confirm would
And of
matter.
course the four arrows.
Yeah.
But those are still doubly used.
Should we save this picture or you know, you're
I'm
fine?
not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just
That's
to activate
one
the
button.
screen.
Yeah, okay.
Main button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons
Navigate.
You navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels on
Okay, so
volume.
that's not
Those are both.
Multifunctional.
Is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function that only the buttons that
Yeah.
used for the menu are lit
Then no, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
5 minutes.
Nope.
All right.
that's a good idea, because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Anything else?
Those buttons are little, but just one thing, should we use those two then? Or only this two to scroll? And then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something. Oh no, we have to use this to adjust some bars.
Functional, because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down.
Yeah.
In one
Maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
Well, we
yeah.
have those buttons.
The problem with the OK button in the middle is, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK when you're not already at your.
Yeah.
So maybe make one OK button
and one
navigation
sorry.
Button. Yeah, with that channel and the volume. Yeah, a multifunctional navigation button.
OK, that's what
we decided. Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
So,
you
want to
close down?
Yeah, I want to close down. I think, sorry.
Yeah.
Not because he didn't like you. We have lunch break
already,
and then we can work for 30 minutes. And I have to wipe pretty fast to make the room.
Yeah.
And then we'll see.
Alright, how long was the lunch break?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Everybody's welcome.
Okay.
Do we have to write down the stuff now? Or first lunch break?
Yeah,
because
I believe it's first lunch break.
I have something in my head now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can put the laptop back in.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sorry for my
that's
not
okay.
finished presentation.
Sorry. I don't know if it works, but it
did you
be
save it? Does it save automatically in that project folder? Or?
Yeah.
It's
should be here, smart board.
Oh,
I don't know if you can
use
it.
Yeah, you can open it with the picture
and
or something
like
that.
Some facts, but all the data in here.
Yeah, I try to organize it by these three.
Yeah. It's just my own map.
Yeah. I don't really mind. I just put them in here. Yeah.
But you've got some extra information.
Yeah, that's in the functional design.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just basically what I just.
But where do you get it?
Yeah, I got it by.
You're the only one.
Yeah. I'm going to get 85
Okay.
Right.